Today is World Asthma Day, as Liesl van der Westhuizen reminded us yesterday, and she's back, of course, to talk about what relating to World Asthma Day. Good morning.
Good morning, Africa. The question that I get from a lot of people is, I can't exercise because I've got asthma, and the stigma that everyone is trying to get away from this World Asthma Day is to say to people who do have asthma that you can exercise. Mm. And I thought, let's bring it in for our workout Wednesday. And I thought I'd get a voice note from Dr. Marlon McKay from Roodepoort, just to give us some tips on dealing with asthma if you'd like to go out and exercise. And of course, any of the tips and advice we share today, if you are suffering from asthma, please first go and see a medical professional. And the treatments are so advanced these days, they'll be able to tell you what you can do, how you can exercise, and how you can control it.
Good day, my name is Dr. Marlon McKay and I'm a GP practicing at Goldman Medical Center in Roodepoort, Johannesburg. The month of May is Asthma Awareness Month, with 5th of May being World Asthma Day. This year's theme is uncovering asthma misconceptions, and one of the common misconceptions surrounding asthma is asthma sufferers should not exercise. However, the truth is that when asthma is well controlled, asthmatics are able to exercise and even perform top sport. In fact, exercise is good for asthma. So how does one get asthma under control? Simple, by using the controller or preventer pump daily and not being over-reliant on the short-acting or blue inhaler. But why is this so important? You see, because the overuse or the over-reliance on the blue inhaler can mask the worsening of symptoms and actually increases the risk of severe asthma exacerbations. Even the use of a short-acting inhaler before exercise may indicate poor control of asthma. So don't let your asthma stop you from doing the activities you love. Take your preventer medication daily and as prescribed. Get started. Start slow and build up gradually. Find the right activity or sport that works for you and your asthma, like walking or swimming. Finally, if you are concerned that you may be over-reliant on your blue inhaler, please go to www.yestobreathe.co.za and complete the quick online test. The test is simple and the results are immediate. And so for more information and daily asthma updates, follow our social media handles at Facebook and Instagram at yestobreathe. You can also follow me, Dr. Marlon McKay, on all social media platforms.
And of course, we will share that on our social media platforms as well. It's lovely to hear, Liesl, that just because you are a person living with asthma, doesn't mean that you can't actually go for a brisk walk, a run, even an exercise workout at a gym.
Absolutely. And of course, as we say, check with your medical professional. You can actually do any type of fitness or any type of exercise, and it is controllable with the correct medical advice. Things like cycling and aerobic exercises is also a yes. You don't have to try and avoid that. So I'd like to encourage you this Workout Wednesday to try and find a different workout to what you're doing normally if you are suffering from asthma. I went through a period where I was going through exercise-induced asthma. So I know the little bit of what it was like. I was training for the Epic, and I was just struggling. And there was just it was a whole lot of elements that brought it together. And these days, I think maybe because I'm so slow at the back, I'm not even breathing fast enough. So I'm not feeling it.
Just to be clear, for the listeners, by the way, the Epic is it about 8 days?
It's 8 days.
8 days of incredible endurance testing of like the highest note. You're driving up and down mountains, dirt on a mountain bike, all for a wonderful cause. It's a fantastic 8 days. I mean, I went to, was it Greaton? I think one of the stops that they had on that year, and you could see just pain and delight at the same time from the riders who had completed that leg of the Cape Epic. And it is extraordinary, don't get me wrong, but it is very demanding on anyone who's participating in it.
Even if you're just training and getting ready for it. So a month before the time, I'd fallen off Tokai down a cliff and broke my wrist. So I was out of it. Goodness. So that's why I've started taking things slow and just having more fun. But it's not about me today. It's about exercise-induced asthma or just even asthma. And I just wanted to highlight some really great sportsmen that are achieving on the sports field. I didn't realize that David Beckham suffers from asthma, Paula Radcliffe, and Rake Neatling. So if people on Olympic levels, on World Cup levels can train and competes at those levels, we've got no excuse. So get out there this World Asthma Day. And also, if you're suffering from asthma and there's people around you, especially around kids, there's a lot of stigma around asthma. Reach out to your community. Reach out to any of the kids in your neighborhood, in your community, or any way that you can assist just by providing advice and helping kids. Because the stigma and the research that I've been doing and also just speaking to the various companies that make the inhaler pump, how kids are ostracized at school because they have asthma and also just sidelined when it comes to sport. So in your community, reach out if there is any asthma sufferers, especially on the sporting field. Reach out to them and try and make a difference just by motivating them and showing them that, I mean, Dennis Rodman had asthma, Rhett Neartling, really? As I said, David Beckham. So These are people that are doing great things, and we need to especially encourage our youngsters. I mean, those are our future sports stars. To go out there and not worry about it.
But as you say, if you are going to engage in any physical activity, please make sure you consult your healthcare professional, your
Absolutely.
Doctor, and because they might give you advice as to what exercise you can do, how much exercising you can do. You and I might survive an hour, but if the doctor says only do 15 minutes at a time, and I imagine it will be incremental, right? And for me, it's what I do anyway. I listen to my body. And when my body tells me to stop now, it's enough. I literally pause and I go, that's it. Thank you very much. And I walk out of the class. And I've done it twice now in the middle of a lesson where I had injured, it felt like an injury on one of my shoulders. And obviously we're doing a lot of body weight as we do in such classes. And I went, Sam was her name. Sam, it's been lovely. Bye. And I left.
And we shouldn't be embarrassed about walking out of a fitness class either. Yeah. You've paid for that space. You know what your mind and your body is feeling like that day. So listen to yourself. If you know that you can only push for a 5K brisk walk and not any further, then just do that. And there's so many, like the Sports Science Institute of South Africa, the High Performance Center at the University of Pretoria. You can reach out to those faculties as well and see what advice they have when it comes to exercising if you're suffering from asthma. So there are so many resources at hand. We don't have an excuse. So there's no excuse for this World Asthma Day not to exercise.
Indeed. What are we doing tomorrow, Liesl?
So it's tested out Thursday, and I got an email saying, Liesl, what should I wear workout gloves when I'm lifting weights? Are there pros and cons to it? So, of course, I'm going to answer it on Test It Out Thursday.
The answer is yes. Have you seen bodybuilders' hands who do not use any gloves when they're picking up weights?
Do you use gloves when you do your workouts?
Well, I don't lift 48 kilograms of dumbbells. I'm not that silly.
Oh, no, we're talking about average people like you and I.
Oh, I see.
Should we be doing it?
No, that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, athletes like you and I.
No, I thought you were meaning like, you know, lifting 150 kilograms of weight or something. And then what do you call that thing? A squat.
A squat and squatting with.
Madness. Stephen on the WhatsApp saying, Victor Mayfield used to have an inhaler with his team doctor. I often saw him use it, especially when playing at Newlands in the wet Cape Town, he says.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Stephen.
Thank you, Stephen, for that.
Thank you very much for that. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thanks, Africa.